Welcome to Live Life Better. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and I want to talk to you about the symptoms of low potassium, which is particularly an issue during this time of year when the excessive heat causes you to lose a lot of water and dehydrate. So knowing the symptoms of low potassium or hypokalemia allows you to recognize a deficiency if you develop one. It's a mineral that's needed in a small amount for cells and nerves and muscle function. And in under normal circumstances, your body will control it. There are many causes that result in mild to severe symptoms in particular, certain medications, gastrointestinal symptoms, if you have diarrhea and vomiting, and it really can be an issue. So let's talk a little bit about the symptoms of low potassium. Usually mild to moderate, constipation, feeling of skipped heartbeats or palpitations, fatigue, muscle damage, muscle weakness or spasms, tingling or numbness. And of course, in all cases, you do want to consult with your doctor. It's really important, and you want to get their opinion, let them know what's going on. So if you take diuretics, that can be an issue. Certain medical conditions can be an issue. Eating disorders, of course, chronic kidney disease, sweating, which of course this time of year, that's pretty much all we do. Insulin administration and other things. So what can you do? Some medications you have to take and they cause these issues. As we said, diuretics, antimicrobials, penicillin, and other things, laxatives as well. But you can do a lot by eating foods high in potassium. And that can help treat and prevent low potassium levels. Foods that are high in potassium include lima beans, Swiss chard, potato, acorn, squash, spinach, prune juice, carrot juice, guava yogurt, kiwi salmon, or I love a salmon, pomegranate juice, portobello mushrooms, orange juice, artichokes, banana, bok choy, grapefruit, and avocado. So there's a lot of ways to treat it. Again, you need to check first with your doctor. It should not be self-treated and usually requires a medical test to determine severity. And if your doctor or the test reveals that, they may suggest oral potassium supplements or intravenous IV potassium. Complications for low potassium are many. And the way that your healthcare provider can determine if this is an issue is a biochemical lab panel. They may ask for a urine electrolyte test, arterial blood gas test, better known as ABG, and an electrocardiogram, ECG, to check for an abnormal heart rhythm. So if you're experiencing cardiac arrhythmia, muscle cramping, respiratory problems, excessive diarrhea, please talk to your healthcare provider and seek care if necessary. Low potassium symptoms, whether mild or medium, need to be looked at. So for Live Life Better, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Be well until we speak again.